This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. I'm Julian Ng together with Joyce Goh. And now it's time to discuss the international markets. And on the line with us is Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lender & Fuse Capital Managers from New York. Good morning, Dodge. Now, the IMF released some numbers for world GDP growth yesterday, lowering the growth by 0.2 percentage points to 3.5%. This is its second downward revision. Dodge, how does this tie in to the earning growth forecast for companies listed on the stock market?
Well, good morning. Yes, Christine is absolutely right. It's been a while since she's been able to say something up, but she's right on this one. The bigger than expected slowdown in China, the U.S.-China trade tensions, possible no-deal Brexit, weakness in Europe. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, even in some of the emerging markets. So the fact that the second lower prediction is reasonable given the expectations of what is happening and also after 2 years of solid expansion, that's fine. We do have a chance if trade tensions ease and there is some improvement and some progress that's perceived that the economic growth will be better than what is being expected of the IMF. But for now, the world economy is guilty until proven innocent. It is a weakening world until it can prove that it is improving.
Dodge, it seems like investors are increasing their cash holdings at a faster pace in a decade. And I guess this highlights doubts about the durability of the stock market's early 2019 rebound. Do you think upping cash reserves is the way to go now?
Yes, I do, because the fundamentals of the companies that one is investing in are much more subject to political risk and shorter-term tensions and risk than usual, and so it's very hard to make a fundamental decision long-term. But as part of that going short-term, we are seeing more active trading based on what comes out in terms of news, in terms of politics, et cetera. And we're also seeing one of the big philosophies that we're hearing across the street now is take your profits. When you have a profit, take them. You don't wait for the technical goal of whatever it is. But once you have a profit and you see the company weakening, sell. That is much shorter term in nature than we've had for quite a while now.
And of course, Dodge, the earnings season in the U.S. Will kick into full swing this week. Companies such as Johnson & Johnson as well as IBM have announced results. What do you feel about the indications coming from the results so far?
Well, you're right. We do have 59 S&P companies reporting this week. Investors appear to be prepared for disappointing earnings, given the sharp fall in priced earnings multiples that we've had both here and also in Europe. There is some expectation, though. For example, if you look at the financials, most of the financials, starting with Citigroup, fell on the first announcement, and now they're up. So it is a very interesting reaction. Also, we're seeing quarterly scorecards for Intel and Texas Instruments and some other chip makers. That will shed light on whether Apple made a convenient excuse for its own troubles or revealed a strengthening headwind faced by global companies that rely on China. Also, we're going to be watching Caterpillar next week. So it's going to be of great interest, not as much the first reaction as we had in financials, but longer term over the 2 to 3 days after earnings are reported. IBM last night reported very good earnings, and it's still up about 5%. It's holding up pretty well. That was based on beating the top and bottom lines. Guidance was strong. Company reported revenue for 2 consecutive quarters. So it's a pretty firm story. That's what's going to drive reaction to a favorable stance.
Dodge, earlier you brought up China. A recent release show Chinese growth data was bad, but industrial output and retail sales data for December offered a silver lining. Do you expect any negative rippling effect onto the Southeast Asian markets?
Well, Asia's largest economies are now showing signs of recovering from the global recession. Governments are starting to implement in our dollars, about $950, almost $1 trillion of stimulus measures. And China's new lending doubled in May as industrial output and retail sales climbed more than economists estimated. So there is a possibility that your side of the world has now passed the bottom, although the output growth is unlikely to go vertical, but we do see improving external and domestic demand. That is good. The one concern I have is in order to accomplish this, China has been influencing the banks and companies to allow their stock to be pledged for longer term. Many shareholders in their small and medium-sized companies have been known to pledge more than 40% of their company stock. So we're going to have to work out of that. But if the economy can continue to stabilize and start to grow again rather than turn down, then I suspect we'll be okay for the shorter and to intermediate term.
Dodge, despite China's cooling growth, oil prices edged up on Monday and Brent crude settled above the $60 per barrel mark. Where do you see oil prices going from here?
Oh, we're going to be watching for the next couple of days. Hedge funds have started to accumulate cash bullish positions in crude oil and diesel once more amid rising optimism up to now about the outlook for the global economy in 2019. So now we're going to watch portfolio managers who have recently raised their net long position in Brent in five of the last 6 weeks, but now we're going to watch to see what happens this week. There was an interesting comment in Davos this week, actually yesterday, about artificial intelligence and the similarity between the growth of artificial intelligence and oil. And then there was a correction, rather than look at oil, look at the sun. Artificial intelligence is much more growing and much more opportunistic than oil. So oil is in the minds of many people in many different ways. It has to continue the uptrend. We have to see hedge funds and shorter-term opportunists continue to support the price of oil. But it's going to be, again, now here's the one where it's innocent until proven guilty. We do expect it to continue, but we're going to be watching this week because some weakness may come in now.
Thank you so much, Dodge, for joining us. And that was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lanner & Views Capital Managers in New York, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.